Emily Dickinson once wrote, "I am out with lanterns looking for myself." I can relate to this sentiment, as I have spent much of my life searching for my true self. However, it has taken me many years to find the tools I need to light my way on this journey. On the night of October 7, 2007, I was driving home from my job at Shane's Ribs Hack. The following morning, I was scheduled to take the SAT for a second time to improve my math score, which would increase my chances of being accepted into my dream school at the time, Wake Forest. I had spent months working with a tutor and felt confident in my abilities. However, that night, while on the phone with my friend Peter, my 95 Honda Accord was involved in a head-on collision with a Suburban. The accident resulted in a brain injury, stroke, collapsed lung, ruptured spleen, and a medically induced coma. When I woke up, my car was in a junkyard, and my life had been forever changed. Prior to my injury, I was a young man with a bright future. I excelled in AP classes, was the president of the drama club, a debate tournament champion, an award-winning model UNer, and a playwright. I had a sense of confidence that I would become someone of notoriety and influence, and this belief was shared by others. Of course, I had my insecurities and parts of myself that I wished I could hide, but for the most part, I was comfortable in my own skin. However, looking back, I cannot say for sure who I truly was because I have built up a version of myself in my mind that may not be entirely accurate. During my recovery, I exerted a lot of effort to become the person I was before the accident, but in reality, that person no longer exists. The former me was the answer to all my problems, and I believed that if I could just recover, my life would be perfect again. After a brain injury or stroke, it is one of the hardest things to accept that the person you once were no longer exists and to embrace the new version of yourself. It's much easier to hold on to the hope of becoming the exact person you were before the injury, but this is like trying to hold water in your hands, you can't keep it all. There is no you from yesterday, only the you of today. This current version of yourself has been through a great deal, and although you may not be able to do things as you once did, you are a new person. The old version of yourself is gone, and you have shed it for the newly born person post-injury. In reality, we are all molting every day. We wake up every morning having shed the person of yesterday for the person we are today. However, instead of embracing the person we are today, many of us spend our time searching for yesterday's skin. But it's gone, swallowed up by the earth. It's time to stop seeking that which is lost and start searching for the person you are now. It took me 12 long years, but I finally started to love who I am now instead of constantly searching to recover the former me. Of course, I have days where I wish for my former faculties, but it's much better to light the lantern and search for the current me. It's time to seek out who you are and enjoy the journey of getting to know and love the person you are today. Not who you were or who you will be, but the person you are right now. Go on the glorious journey of spelunking through the endless depths of you. Meet our contributor Meet Will Carter in 2007. Will was involved in a car accident and suffered a brain injury. Despite this setback, he went on to receive his Master of Fine Arts in Playwriting from Boston University and his Master of Arts in Teaching from the University of Louisville. Will's written works have been published in Brain Injury Today, Uncomfortable Revolution, The Calderwood Press, His View from Home, The Aorta Reporter, and The Fourth World Journal. Currently, Will resides in Georgia where he teaches full-time at Kennesaw State University. He has also written a memoir entitled Getting Better, about his brain injury and recovery, which will be published by Running Wild Press in 2024-2025.